When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What in the world was that football game last night? Did Tampa know they had a game last night? Did Tampa know that was a playoff game? I know that it was a sub-500 season for them, but they were alerted that they made the playoffs, right? That somebody told them that they made the playoffs. Oh, my God! That was a thrashing last night by the Dallas Cowboys. Now they're going to be all confident and cocky about it. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're packing up the house. We're moving and all that fun stuff, right? So I get done at long day, and really, it didn't really end until halftime, where I was just ran back down to the basement and then packed up some more stuff. But it looked like Tampa was so unprepared to play the Dallas Cowboys last night. I couldn't, like, Todd Bowles been around a long time. Tom Brady, he's been around a minute. And to play that game that way, and credit where credit's due. Dallas was on point. Their field goal kicker, Brett Maher, did everything he possibly could to be the mistake. Like, every mistake in that game was, oh, this is the kicker. He just can't make extra points. But everything else that Dallas did, it looked like they were running against scout team in that game last night. I can't get over it. Like, that's not the Dallas Cowboys that I know. That's not the Dallas Cowboys that I've watched, especially towards the end of the season. And that's certainly not the Dak Prescott that I've watched towards the end of the season. That was an absolute butt-whooping by the Dallas Cowboys on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I at least thought that'd be a game. Final score was 31-14, and it wasn't even that close. Dallas was in control for the entire game, converting on third down whenever they damn well please, converting even on fourth down in a goal situation. As much as that little play action rollout by Dak Prescott for their second touchdown of the game. The Buccaneers had no idea they had no idea where the football was, and then watching Tom Brady trying to fight back. He did not look like that Tom Brady that we've come to know. That throw that he had, that he was trying to throw it out of the end zone early in the game, ended up being an interception. First off, they show the stat. And whenever they show the stat, I think even if you're not a fan of the team, like, nobody's a fan of the – we're not fans of the Bucs. But, like, if they show that stat with any quarterback, no red zone interception, whatever, you know what's coming. Like, you just have a feeling. I think I know what comes next. I've seen this movie before. And he throws an interception when he was supposedly trying to just throw the ball out of the end zone. That might have been the worst throw I've ever seen Tom Brady make. I know I've seen the worst catch attempt I've ever seen Tom Brady try to make. But the worst throw might have been that one. Because all he had to do was chuck it out of the end zone. And he threw it like a good, like, 3 or 4 yards shy of out of bounds. It was terrible. That was not a good game. I was expecting down to the wire. I was expecting Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to put up a little bit of a fight there against Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. Not the case. That was atrocious. We'll get into that game a little bit. Tom Brady's last game, whether or not it's Tom Brady's last game, whatever, everyone wants to talk about that. I got some stuff for you there on that. And then we'll also, of course, talk about the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the New York Giants, because after I watched that game last night, I just thought it's one of those things where I just wanted it to be Saturday. I wanted it to be Saturday night. I don't think anybody can wait for the moment where the Eagles can, and I hate to use this word, but, and I know it's fatalist, I used it yesterday on Fox, but it's like cash in your chips. Make this season worth it. That's what this whole week is about. Like, people are going to talk, and N'Kobe Dean joins the show today, courtesy of our friends at Sky Motor Cars. And one of the things he talks about is not losing focus. You have the week off, don't lose focus. You still go to practice, still go over film, you don't lose focus. You're facing a team that you're favored by more than a touchdown. Don't lose focus. A team you've already beaten twice this year, don't lose focus. This whole week, though, as far as I'm concerned, is about this team making this season truly mean something. Because we've seen amazing seasons in the past. Now, we haven't seen a season quite like this. There's 14 wins. But to see this type of team go out there on the field every single week and, for the most part, dominate, up until recently, for the most part, dominate. And to see them put 14 wins together and then fizzle out in the playoffs would be heartbreaking. Excuse me. We've seen teams go out there, overachieve. I was actually talking about the 08-09 Eagles team that lost to the that had the tie during the regular season and then lost to the Arizona Cardinals. On the Cardinals' way to the Super Bowl, there in the NFC Championship game. I was actually talking about that game last night, how they overachieved for the regular season that they had. That's a nice surprise. Look what we got out of this team. Cool. But when you set the bar so high during the regular season, Jalen Hurts sets the bar so high during the regular season, it gives you a little bit of pause as a fan, at least. I'm not looking at this in the playoffs, be like, Eagles got this. Like, I think they'll win, but there is a little bit of nerves with the way they ended the season. And I'm not just talking about when Gardner Minshew was playing at quarterback. Jalen Hurts is hurt. And I believe that when he was playing against the Giants in that final week of the season, against the JV Giants, he was more hurt than we originally thought. Maybe after the game, we came to understand a little bit how hurt he was. But he's still not going to be 100% on Saturday. Lane Johnson is not going to be 100% on Saturday. And if you're the defensive coordinator of the Giants, Wink Martindale, you're going to be going after Lane Johnson all the live long day. You're going to be trying to exploit any weakness that you see on the other side of that football field. Lane Johnson, it might not be a weakness, but you might be able to make him weaker as the game goes on and he continues to deal with that injury. So, I wish I was even more confident in this team. Like, I think they'll win. I think they can make it to the Super Bowl. I think they will make it to the Super Bowl. But when I look at this team, nobody knows who's going to. If you know, then yeah, bet huge on this game. But the only thing that keeps on rattling around in my big dumb brain is how great this season was and how much a one and done would ruin it. Now, that's the fatalist mentality that I have grown up with as a Philadelphia sports fan. However, I'm comforted by the idea that they are the better team. And I'm comforted by the idea that I think they think the same way as a lot of us do, which is, hey, that was the regular season. That the only reason we played that way during the regular season was to get to this point. We're not going to waste it. And I think they know that. I don't necessarily think they're thinking of it as the fatalist mentality. They're thinking of it as, we're going to go out there, we're going to win. That's not fatalist. But I think any competitor knows the other side of it, what it would mean if you lost. And watching that game last night, I hope the Eagles do exactly what Dallas Cowboys did and just completely dominate their opponent. Well, the difference being the Eagles will be at home, so it should be easier that they do that. But watching that game play, I thought, Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, give them credit. They took care of business. Eagles need to do the same exact thing against an inferior opponent in the New York Giants. It's funny. I really did lay it out, I thought, very really clear yesterday. The Eagles are going to beat the Giants. I started out saying it yesterday. The Eagles, whoever they played in week, you know, whoever they played, the four teams they could have faced, they were going to win. I feared no team, but the team that had my attention the most was the Giants, because there's no reason the Giants should beat the Eagles. And man, when it's laid out like that, you start really digging. Like, should they be? There might be a reason. But now, don't start down that path. Don't go to the dark recesses of your brain. Should it be that hard? The number one reason, like, if you're really trying to break it down, you're thinking about teams like the Giants facing teams like the Eagles, a team that shouldn't, that squeaked into the playoffs versus a team that dominated for the majority of the season. The Eagles are the better team. Get that out of the way again. I believe the number one reason the Eagles will win this game is because this team does such a great job throughout a great season of finding motivation, of looking at things they've done throughout the year. I've said it all year long. My favorite thing about this Eagles team is their focus. They don't lose focus. So as the season progressed, we saw Jalen Hurts not be amused by great games. We've seen A.J. Brown not be amused with three touchdown games. I should have had four. Like, this team just doesn't lose focus. And guys like Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham on the defensive side of the ball, man, they've been there. They've been to the promised land. They've hoisted that Lombardi trophy. They know what it takes to get there. And you know what? Just like that 2017 team that did go on to win the Super Bowl, they faced adversity at the end of the year. And you know what it did? It made them better. Oh, people are going to overlook us? People are going to think, wow, we had this great season, and all of a sudden, we're not going to be that good? Oh, Jalen Hurts is injured. He's not 100%. Oh, can we still win with a banged-up Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
I don't know what percentage he'll be at. N'Kobe Dean talks about it, about how he looked at practice last week. It gave me a little bit more encouragement. I don't know how it's going to shake out with Jalen Hurts and his shoulder in this game. But if he could play at that level 2 weeks ago, where you at least knew that he could sling it, he could throw the football, so that's good. That part's healthy, I guess. But how the Eagles use him in this game because of the injury, if that is anything like how they used him against the Giants in week 18, then I think the Eagles will be in a little bit of trouble. Not will they lose, but the Eagles will be in a little bit of trouble. Because if you look at the game plan, the way they called that game, they were very cautious with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts himself is very cautious. I've mentioned many times, I think it was a second and short, and he ended up scrambling to the right, and instead of going for the first down, just slid, like, at the line of scrimmage. I can't remember the last time I saw Jalen Hurts do that. So he was playing cautious as the game went on, and I think he was trying to reach for that knockout punch that we've talked about so much. You saw him he was a little bit more liberal with running as the game went on, a little bit more comfortable. All right, let me test this. Maybe we need this. Let me try to get it. But for the most part, he played very cautious. I thought the game plan itself, you could say it was vanilla. You could say it was very cautious. I thought it was cautious. They can't have that same game plan. This game has to be a lot more like the first meeting, I think, for everybody else to feel comfortable with it. 48-22. Blow them out of the water. Take control of the game early. And Jalen Hurts show that he is not that same quarterback from 3 weeks ago. Not that same quarterback at all. And he can do that in the early goings of that game. First possession the Eagles get. You'll see a scramble from him. You'll see maybe a quarterback keeper up the middle, whatever. You'll see a dart down the sideline to Devontae Smith, whoever it might be. That's how you know right out of the gate whether or not Jalen Hurts will be okay and whether or not he's going to take care of this offense and have them perform at the level that we got so used to seeing them play at throughout the regular season. But it is on the back of my mind. And I forget what they were asking about yesterday on Fox, but it wasn't even it was about watching the Cowboys and the Bucks. And I'm like, yeah, well, obviously you can't root for the Cowboys, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, and my mind just went right back to the Eagles. It's like, yeah, you try to watch other games just so you can, you know, learn the opponent you might face later on, whatever. But it just keeps rattling around in my brain. All the progress that you made this year, whether it was Jalen Hurts, whether it was this defense, whatever you can look at, it all feels like it was for naught if you lose in the first round of the play of your first playoff game. It all feels like it doesn't mean anything if you don't at least meet you get to the NFC. Like right now, what is on the line for Jalen Hurts is win the big game. And this is from a national perspective. This isn't local here, okay? Nationally, they haven't watched every snap like we've watched every snap with Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts was playing for some other team, we'd be looking at him like he was Justin Herbert. We'd be like, oh, wow, great regular season. Not as great as what Jalen Hurts has had this year, obviously, an MVP candidate. But if you're looking at Justin, you're like, oh, wow, that's great. He can't win the big game. Can't win the big game. Great regular season. Can't win. But can he win the big game? The conversation will shift from whether or not Jalen Hurts is the guy to whether or not Jalen Hurts can be the guy when it matters most. Oh, the Eagles had a cake schedule. And they did. They didn't really need a schedule. They had a cake schedule once they got to the playoffs. They only win one game with that season. Even when they beat the Giants, people will be saying the same thing. Jalen Hurts, I don't know. He said he was the guy, but can you win in the playoffs with him? Oh, man. I don't even want to hear it. So please, let's shut that conversation up, Eagles, on Saturday before it really starts. Ladies and gentlemen, N'Kobe Dean's going to join us just in a little bit. A couple of things from last night, though, that I wanted to make sure I went back for. Well, one, while I'm on the subject of talking about the Eagles here, Brian Daboll was asked yesterday at his press conference a couple of things that I found interesting. One, and I lost the context to this, but he was asked if he could change like water into wine, or if he could make up loaves of bread. I don't know why he was asked biblical questions, but he was, and he just smiled and said he would sink to the bottom of the ocean, something like that. And then the other thing that's a little bit more relevant to our conversation here, and not my Family Guy brain, is the idea of beating a team three times in one season. He was asked about 0-2 against the Eagles. What does that mean now that you're going to face it for a third time heading into the playoffs?
None. I mean, it's how we go about our business this week. One week really has nothing to do with the next week, or one game has nothing to do with the next game, other than you take things from it, you learn from it, you try to grow from it. You know, we had obviously 0-2 against them this year, so we got to do a good job this week of getting ready to play, you know, the best team in the league, the best team in the NFC.
There we go. All right. That's how you got to approach it if you're the Giants head coach. Those first two games of the season, they don't mean anything. And I stress this, and I tell this to N'Kobe Dean as well. That will get said a lot. I've even said it. Tough to beat a team three times in a row. They learn your cards, but you're also learning theirs. Have you really – I understand you have played the New York Giants after Saturday three times this season. I get that. That's called math. There's no argument there. However, is it really the same? You faced them once when both teams were healthiest, I guess. Even in that game, the Giants were still missing their number one corner in Adoree Jackson. Xavier McKinney wasn't even playing because he was still out with his broken fingers from that ATV accident. That game, they weren't even healthy. The Giants, if you're being real about it, acknowledging facts as to why the Eagles, other than just being much better than them, would have blown them out 48-22. The next game, again, JV Giants, and Jalen Hurts was banged up. I will say this. The Eagles win, but all week long, I'm going to be feeling the same way unless something drastically changes my mind. I just have a feeling this game is going to be closer than we would like it to be. Hopefully it's not. I just have a feeling. Based on the idea the Giants are riding a high after a playoff win, making it into the playoffs, knowing that Brian Daboll's a good head coach, good coach, knows his ball, right? Wink Martindale's a hell of a defensive coordinator. Eagles are banged up too, with Lane Johnson and Jalen Hurts. So there's a lot to look at in this game. So we'll see how it goes from this point on. So, yeah, that's what Brian Daboll has to say about all that. Oh, one last thing, the Tom Brady thing. So Joe Buck, after the game, was on – everyone's favorite, Joe Buck, was on Scott Van Pelt. This was an ABC ESPN game last night. And he's talking about Tom Brady, and he said Tom's going to be back. He said from the people he's talked to, Tom Brady's going to be back for yet another year. Okay, not that surprising. I don't really It'd be really hard for someone to sell me on the idea that Tom Brady is going to hang it up. But what might happen is that he doesn't go back to Tampa Bay, that Tom Brady does not play for the Bucs again next year. And then I saw this got retweeted by Adam Schefter, and this is what Tom Brady had to say to end his press conference last night. Listen to the tone and the inflection. I think Tom gets a little misty-eyed.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort, and I know it's hard for you guys too. It's hard for us players to make it through, and you guys got a tough job, and I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support, and hopefully, I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and thank you, everybody, for welcoming me, all you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and I hope I gave the same thing back to you guys. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
He might be done as a Buck. He might be done as a Buck. That's what I took away from that. I don't think he's retiring, but yeah, thanks media. See you guys next time. Him and Aaron Rodgers, very emotional when it came to thanking the media. Yeah, who would have thought? Before we get to N'Kobe Dean, let me tell you about my man Stephen Singer of Stephen Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, the perfect price online at IHateStephenSinger.com. That's IHateStephenSinger.com. Stephen Singer Jewelers, home of the perfect price. Now, what's the perfect price? Well, other jewelers like to mark things way up. Just to mark it down a couple of bucks, make it feel like you won something, make it feel like, oh, negotiating skills, you're really good at negotiating. Stephen Singer, don't got to worry about that. You walk in, you relax, you pick out the beautiful piece of diamond jewelry that you want to buy, especially with Valentine's Day right around the corner. You want to know you're getting that perfect price, the pressure-free price at Stephen Singer Jewelers. Online at IHateStephenSinger.com. That's IHateStephenSinger.com. Without further ado, he's become one of my favorite Eagles to talk to. He was a great guest on SkyDrive that we filmed about a month before the season kicked off. And I was so glad he could join the show again. Brought to us by the great people at Sky Motor Cars. My man Brett over there at Sky Motor Cars. Here is Eagles rookie linebacker heading into his first playoff game. N'Kobe Dean joins the show. Right now, courtesy of the great people at Sky Motor Cars, our friend N'Kobe Dean joins the program. N'Kobe, how you doing?
How y'all doing? I'm well.
Good. Now, I saw a picture of your teammate Smitty fella, and he was all lounged out on a sofa that looked like it could fit like a whole kingdom. How did you take in this last weekend, wild card weekend in the NFL? Are you glued to the TV? Are you just out living your life? How do you take it in?
Oh, I had rookie dinner Friday.
Oh, all right. Oh, I need to get to that. We'll get to that. Rookie dinner on Friday. Okay. How was the rest of the weekend?
The rest of the weekend was nice. It was nice. It was Mario Goodrich's birthday. So we did something for that. But other than that, just kind of been chill, watching TV, trying to see who we were playing this weekend.
Before we get to the Giants, the rookie dinner is something that people love hearing about. So can you walk me through it? How did this go down? Did you host? Did you have to put your credit card in? The whole thing. What went down?
Yeah, definitely. We went to State 48. We had all the inside linebackers come, and we had actually had one outside linebacker come, so I hosted him too. it was a good time. It was a good time, though. It was a good time. I can't complain. I feel like it's definitely people who got it worse than me.
So. Okay, all right. Was it still the biggest check you've ever seen in your life?
100%.
What did you go with? What'd you eat?
I ate lamb chops.
Oh, well, very nice, very nice. Yeah. All right. So you guys have drawn the Giants, and I was looking over some of your notes through the season, and you played the most offensive snaps against Tennessee Titans, and no big deal. You only held Derrick Henry to 30 yards in that game, which is pretty impressive at 2.7 yards per carry. And then you played 19% of the defensive snaps against the Giants during the blowout 48-22 win. Giants now, what's the team feeling? What's the vibe in the locker room when you guys get together, knowing now that you're going to face the Giants?
Well, it's definitely heightened because it's the playoffs. Everything is kind of heightened. Everything is turned up a notch, but it's not too much just because throughout the season we try to keep the intensity going. And of course, it's a division opponent that we played twice already. So it's like we kind of know what they're gonna do. We know what we're gonna do. We know it's gonna be different. They're gonna try to switch some things up. Of course. To come back the last two games, but I feel like we just gotta we got to lean on the coaching, lean on what we know, and just go out there and execute at a high level.
What have the veterans told you about playing in the playoffs?
I haven't asked.
Wait, are you just like, hey, I'm a national champion of Georgia. Like, I get playoff atmosphere. Like, or how does it go down? What do you anticipate what everybody says with the game even gets faster?
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, I felt like just growing up and watching football, NFL ball, I feel like anytime you're in professional sports and you get to the playoffs, everything, everybody kind of plays at a different level. Everybody kind of picks up their level of play. And I'm ready for that. I'm ready for everybody to just kind of pick up their play, pick up their intensity, pick up their attention to detail.
You're not at Sky Motor Cars right now, are you? I just heard something zoom by.
Oh, no, it's just outside. I think it's a garbage truck or something.
When it comes to facing Saquon Barkley, can you talk a little bit about the challenges with how talented a running back he is?
Yeah, he's definitely a talented running back. You know, he can catch the ball out the backfield. Or he can make the cuts. He's patient. Trust his O-line when he run. He's just a playmaker all in all. So we just got to bottle him up, you know, continue to do what we do and, you know, tackle and execute at a high level.
Mm-hmm. When you do look at the playoff scenarios that, you know, all played out throughout the weekend, are you the type of person that is not moving from your sofa? Are you trying to pick up, even if it's a team like the Giants that you faced two other times, are you looking for little nuances? Are you kind of breaking it down as you're watching it? Or is it more of a rooting interest type thing?
I kind of relax. I kind of just watch it as a fan. Of course, I can't just watch it as a fan. You know, you always pick up on things that you've seen in a game where you know that was going to happen because you study them so much. But I kind of just try to watch it like from a fan standpoint or just from how I regularly watch a game, because either way, I'm a rewatch it anyway on the iPad. So it's like then I break it down more. So I just kind of try to relax and enjoy myself and try to get that mental break for this week and just dive into them.
One of the things that keeps coming up is, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. What do you say to that argument?
Well, it's hard to beat a team twice. But in this playoff ball, so it's a whole nother season, if you ask me. It's a whole nother season when we get to the playoff. You know, you have seen by the other games that just happened, the three playoff games that have happened, it's just been crazy. Mm-hmm. Or the four. But all of them been close. All of them been nail biters, seem like it. So it's just a new season. Everybody can, no matter what, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's a great point that it's playoffs and everything's different when it comes to the playoffs. But when I hear that argument that you've already faced this team twice, my argument is, have you? Because you faced them one time straight up, right? And it was a dominant 48-22 performance. And then the second time, and I don't mean this as offense to anyone that was playing in that game, but it,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's just say it wasn't the first stringers throughout the vast majority of that game. So it was different, and Jalen was just coming back from the injury, of course, and I don't think he was necessarily anything close to 100%. So really, it was one game that was very different. Giants, you know, were resting guys in the second game, and the playoffs, as you said, compound that to a totally different game.
Exactly. Everything, like I said, the playoffs, everything get taken up a notch. You know, everything is more heightened, but as expected.
Now, have you seen Jalen over the last week plus? Does the arm look like he's good? Does he look like he's trusting the shoulder? How's it looking?
He looked great to me. You know, a defensive guy, but it looked good to me.
When we last spoke, You had told me that one of the first things the coaches were talking to you about was learning when to pedal and learning when to shuffle. That was one thing they wanted you to work on throughout training camp at that point and the early goings of the season. How is that progression going for you?
Oh, everything has been well. You know, everything has been well. Just learning both positions and doing anything I got to do for the team to win, basically. You know, that's the number one stat at the end of the day is for us to win.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of people are looking at you, third round pick. They wanted you to come in. They wanted you to be the, you know, big part of the defense on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. What has the process been like from you for, you know, when you got drafted to now in terms of that whole progression?
Yeah. Of course you want to play. Of course, I feel like I can play at an elite level in this league. But, you know, just buying in and doing what I got supposed to do on the team, you know, doing my job, you know, buying into my job and knowing what my job is, you know. So just doing that throughout the season and continue to not only do that, but also become more into myself as like a leader on the special team unit and everything, which I feel like will roll over to whenever my time is ready.
Joining us courtesy of Sky Motorcars, our friend N'Kobe Dean joining the Farzi Show today. N'Kobe, the other part of this is that the last time we spoke, you hadn't played in front of Philadelphia fans yet. So you played in front of them during the regular season. Now you're getting an opportunity to do so in the postseason. What are you expecting the crowd to be like at Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday night?
Well, I heard at the Link in the playoffs was crazy. It was a little step up. It's already crazy, I feel. I felt like it was like a little bit more of a step up. So I feel like I'm ready for the fans to come out and be electric, you know, mm-hmm. and it being the divisional game. I won't be surprised to see a lot of Giants fans in there too. So I feel like it should be a great atmosphere.
We'll do our best to not allow a lot of Giants fans, of course, in South Philadelphia on that night. A couple more things for you here. When you think about coming into the league and coming into Philadelphia, is there anything that kind of you had to step back from for a second and kind of really take it in like this? Hey, look, this isn't Georgia anymore. This is a little bit different here. Was there anything that kind of took you back about a Philadelphia atmosphere?
I feel like the biggest, not so much about football, but the biggest thing, you know, just a different culture out here, the different, you know, the different people, the traffic, being in the city and everything. So it is a little different. As far as I feel like it's been more so stuff off the field than on the field, it's been more of a I got to take a step back. You know, I got to see the Statue of Liberty when we was driving up to New York to play. So
okay,
that's very far I ever been.
Oh wow! Well, the furthest north you'd ever been was the Meadowlands, essentially.
I still haven't never been to New York because you know it's kind of in Jersey.
Yes, that's true. Exactly. That's wild, man. That's absolutely wild. A couple of things that Eagles fans, I guess, in trying to be cautious and not overlook anybody, they're looking at the Giants right now as a team that is playing their best football probably of the season. They're at the healthiest they've been in weeks, really, when you look at guys back in their secondary, for instance, just as an example there. How do you guys prepare as a team when the numbers say you're a 7.5-point favorite, you're the number one seed, you're taking on a Giants team that had to rally late in the year in order to make the playoffs? How do you guys make sure that you stay focused for this opponent in the divisional round?
Yeah, we respect every opponent. You know, we don't take anything lightly, you know, and it's not an opponent to look past because we don't know who's next week, if we get it next week. So it's like it win and continue. So we putting all our energy and mental energy, physical energy, and emotions into this game, you know, because it's the next game, you know, so it's the most important.
Mm-hmm. I asked you about Jalen Hurts. Lane Johnson also dealing with an injury. How has he looked through your week of practice last week?
Like I said, them guys on offense all look good to me. Everybody kind of everybody's professionals. Everybody know what they got to do to get their body ready for this game. So I feel like, for me, I've seen them looking good to me.
Good enough. Jonathan Gannon is interviewing for head coaching positions elsewhere. Rumored right now to be the leader in the clubhouse to be the Texans' next head coach. We'll see where it goes from this point on. What were your takeaways from your first regular season under Jonathan Gannon?
I mean, I loved it. You know, I feel like as far as JG, I've learned that, of course, it was a different type of defense than what I played at Georgia. But I've learned that it's different defensive minds out there. I already kind of knew, but I never just kind of experienced what a different defensive mind who just thought different than the whole way we thought at Georgia and things like that. So being able to experience that kind of opened my mind up to a whole nother, you know, realm or thinking of football that's far from a defensive standpoint.
What is he like behind the scenes? Because we only see the guy at the podium, and then we get little shots of him throughout the game. What is he like behind the scenes?
I feel like he a little bit more intense than what he probably give y'all. You know, he as far as just energy guy. And I'm not saying intense. I don't mean like rah-rah yelling at everybody, but more intense. Like he just energetic and happy about what he do and having fun about being there and practicing and calling plays every day with us.
Understood. We've mentioned Georgia more than a couple of times. Back-to-back national champions. Were you down there? Were you just sitting on your sofa? Congratulations to your school there on winning your second straight.
I actually was able to make it to the game. I was able to make it to the game. You know, we got some heavy hearts in Georgia right now. We had two people pass, a car crash, so rest in peace, Dev and Chandler. But, I was there for the game out there in SoFi, L.A.
No, you were out there for it. Yeah, no, and I was going to bring up, I saw the story, and I'm sorry to see that Chandler LaCroix passed away, who is working with the recruiting staff that passed away. And then actually, Devin Willock, I didn't realize, was from North Jersey. He was from just outside Yonkers, New York, on the Jersey side there, which I didn't know. So definitely condolences to the entire Georgia family, my friend. N'Kobe Dean joining the show today. Best of luck against the Giants. Of course, as you know, all of Philadelphia will be rooting for you guys to take care of business against those New York football Giants. Thanks so much for joining the show again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bab.
Absolutely, and good luck to you, my friend. Joining us on the Roth and Orthopedics guest line, courtesy of Sky Motorcars, Eagles linebacker N'Kobe. My thanks to N'Kobe Dean for joining the show, courtesy of Sky Motorcars. A couple of things that jumped out. First off, he's just brilliant. Mechanical engineering major, for those who didn't know. And the thing that really blew me away about him before I got to know him was when I was reading about him, he wants to dabble in pre-med. He was like, maybe I'll go back to school in the summer. Like, maybe pre-med. Maybe I'll do pre-med. Who the hell does... Maybe I'll just do pre-med as a hobby. Anyway, I joked with him at the time. It was like, that was... The way you said you were going to go into pre-med was the same way I said, I think I'm going to take volleyball my senior year as an elective. But always good talking to him. Always good catching up. Here's what we've learned. All right. So we haven't gotten much on the practices last week, but according to N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Hurts looks great. Okay. Now, what we have heard practice-wise was that Jalen Hurts, who they're being cautious with him, wasn't really throwing it that well, or throwing a lot, excuse me. But what N'Kobe Dean saw, Jalen Hurts looked great. All right. Now, the counter to that is, well, what's he going to say? Well, I didn't really see Jalen too much. That's bad. But they look great. Lane Johnson, same thing. Everything seems to be tracking in the right direction for the Eagles when it comes to the health of this team. The other thing that we got into was the whole idea. Like, I love when we as a fan base or media, the same thing keeps getting highlighted. Oh, tough to beat a team three times. And then I love being able to ask players about that and get their perspective on it. And his perspective, I thought, was great. It's like, yeah, it's also hard to beat a team twice. Like, that's the NFL is hard. Hey, newsflash, the NFL is hard. This is a hard league. Like, I think N'Kobe Dean is a phenomenally talented player. And as we talked about, we look at the game that they had against the Titans, and he's on the field for like 40 or 27% of the snaps. He's on the field for 19% of the snaps when they took on the Giants in that first game of the season. And he's a very talented player, and he's having a tough time staying on the field. I also love what he had to say about how he does feel like he can play this game at an elite level and will one day get that opportunity. But as of right now, the team is saying, hey, N'Kobe, we need you to be a great special teams player. So you know what he's doing? He's going out there, and he's being a great special teams player. Love that attitude for this guy. Plus, let's not act like Kazir White's not having himself a good year. Kazir White's having he has exceeded my expectations. There were one or two games where I went, I don't know, Kazir White, if this is really good. No. And he's bounced back. So when he talks about beating a team three times, it's tough to beat a team twice. The NFL has a lot of parity in the league and all that stuff.
teams figure you out. You try to figure out other things. You guys are like, we're talking about, like, this is the game of football where we're talking about guys making halftime adjustments. So you will, we'll talk about a game being the tale of two halves a lot of times. That's why, because they're almost two separate games. You just try to build up as much of the lead as you can in that first half so you can handle your business in the second half. But now you're going to be facing a team for the third time this year. The first time you played them, you were healthy. They weren't healthy. The second time you played them, they had their backups in. Your quarterback was approaching a game, and your coaching staff was approaching a game almost as if it was a preseason game. Yeah, do whatever it takes to win, and but be cautious and be careful. This time around, they're the healthiest they've been in months. Months! And you have a quarterback, you have a coaching staff, you have wide receivers, you have a whole football team that is looking to prove that their whole season wasn't just a cake schedule. They got to cash in the playoffs. The other thing that I find interesting is the rookie dinner, man. I don't know. I see a lot of you guys in the chat, and I appreciate you. I know the age range of some of you. But I don't know if you've ever gotten that first big, I'm not talking about big check from work. I'm talking about like your first like paycheck as a kid that actually might have a comma in it. So maybe not as a kid. But I remember the first time I had a check, I got a check with a comma in it. That was a nice feeling. But I'm talking about a check when you go out to eat. Maybe you're going to show off to your new girlfriend, a girl you're taking out, you're taking her a nice dinner. Or maybe you're treating the family for the first time out to dinner, and you get that check, and you're like, oh, my God, the bill comes. Oh, God. Imagine being an NFL kid, all right, and a young man, right? You get your first game check, get paid throughout the season. You look at your bank account, you're like, okay, all right, this feels pretty good. I guarantee you, no matter how much money you made, no matter how much it's more than what you've made previously, probably all added up to that one point where you get your first NFL check. Oh, my God. I guarantee you when that bill comes at that dinner, you still think, oh, how the hell am I going to pay for this? What the hell? I haven't been there for a rookie dinner by any means. But if you've ever been a part of a bachelor party and you've been the one to pick up the tab, even if everybody else is paying, you do look at it first and go, oh God. And that's happened to me on more than one occasion. But those rookie dinners, man, they can get crazy. They didn't tweet the receipt. And Nakobe Dean is a bit of a guarded guy. I don't say that to make him like standoffish because I don't get that vibe from him at all. But I do get a sense that he was just raised right. And he's extremely close with his mother. And his mother was very tough on him. And, you know, she was the type of mom that would hold him out of practice if he didn't do his homework, if he was bad in school, whatever. She was that type of mom. She's a good mom. And listening to him and his background, yeah, that's you don't brag about what you paid. You don't brag about stuff like that. And he's just a good dude. And I knew I wasn't going to ask the question specifically, how much was it? But biggest check, I think it was a more appropriate way to ask it. And yeah, he wasn't going to go and give too many details, but he did enjoy his lamb chops. So at least we know that. My thanks to Nakobe Dean for joining the show. Always good catching up with him. Let me tell you about the great people that Manscaped. Manscaped, the leader in below-the-waist grooming. Now you can join 4 million men worldwide. Worldwide. Who trust Manscaped. Because they use skin-safe technology that allows you to manscape with confidence and comfort. You'll enjoy their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, their Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. And they both come with skin-safe technology. So do yourself a favor. Trust Manscaped, like 4 million men worldwide. And me. Manscaped.com. Get 20% off and use promo code Farzy. That's 20% off and promo code Farzy at Manscaped.com. How about Freestone Farm CBD? FreestoneFarmCBD.com. You like it in CBD? You want to use CBD? You want to switch up? Use a different CBD. Try Freestone Farm CBD at FreestoneFarmCBD.com. Use promo code Farzy for 20% off your order. You'll enjoy their tropical tasting Bayox that clocks in at a chart topping 24.1% and Super CBD, which is half Hindu. Kush. and 21%. Genetics of these guys are off the charts. So try Freestone Farm CBD, freestonefarmcbd.com for all your CBD needs. How about PHL Sports Nation, Philadelphia Sports Nation, enhancing your Philadelphia sports fan experience across all social media and blogs. That's phlsportsnation.com. Let's get into the chat check, see how you guys are doing on this fine day. Oh, wait, hold on. What's today here? Tuesday? I didn't give you your factoid in history. Oh. A lot of depressing history. Well, Americans overthrow Hawaiian monarchy. This date in history, 1893. Yeah, this is ours now. Damn. Hawaiian history, that's a fun one. Hey, we'll get that one tomorrow. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, right? All right, now it's time for the chat check. Kevin, good morning, Kevin. Sean, good morning. April, what's going on? Everyone's checking in. April, that's nice. Glad PJ's feeling better. PJ, you do feel better, right? Yep, okay. April, three of the four NFC East teams are left. Eagles need to step up, handle the other two. Now, April, that's interesting you say that for this reason. Eagles had that cake schedule that I alluded to earlier in the year. Right. Well, three playoff teams were birthed out of that. And two of those teams, a total of four times you played them. Now you might play each of those teams three times. Six games. Did I mention yesterday the idea of, I tell you guys a lot about the dark recesses of my brain. Like, for instance, losing their first game in the playoffs after a great season. That'd be terrible. But let's just paint this picture for a second, okay? Let's picture the Eagles have a 14-win season. The Eagles get the number one seed in the NFC. The Eagles roll through the Giants, which could happen. I'm not dispelling that. I just don't think they roll through them. I think they beat them. And then in the NFC Championship game, they beat the Dallas Cowboys en route to the Super Bowl. Let's get ahead of ourselves for just a second and bask in how glorious that would be. Feels good. Feels good. Patterson Ave Fanatic Show. What's up, Patterson Ave? Good morning to you. Murphy Brown's back. What's happened to Murphy Brown? I want a Cowboys versus Giants championship game. Bring it on to the NFC. Mark Langer. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man? Just says Farzy. Did I miss the Dean interview? No, you did not. I think I glanced down and saw that before the Dean interview. Farzy's a spitting image of Tom Brady. Never confused. I will say the few times I've ever been in the same room as Tom Brady. Twice was at a press conference. A couple times I've been like right by him on the field. But the first time I was in the same room with him where he didn't have like a face mask on. Like, it's one of those situations as a dude, I'm just looking at him like, that's a handsome guy. That's a handsome man. If the Eagles ever face him in the Super Bowl again, I hope they crush him. But he's a handsome man. Giselle, good for you. He's also a good quarterback. Whatever. Boop. What else do we got here? I said it for years now. Oh, Mark, he said for years now that I look like Tom Brady. That's funny. Man of God 84, future star in Philly, N'Kobe Dean. This Zach Hoing, what's up? I like this dude a lot. N'Kobe, not me, I'm assuming. He seems like a good dude. He is a good dude. He is a really down to earth dude. Farzy, your interview driving with him when you're asking him about DJ Oreo singing is hilarious. Mark, he was hysterical at that point of the interview. Absolutely hysterical. Michael, what's up, Michael? I don't think the question is, can Jalen win the big game? It's, can the coaching staff win the big one? Ooh-hoo-hoo! Michael, I like that spicy meatball. Sean Gillespie, exactly. You played the actual Giants once. So here's the thing, Sean. You played that team. However, they didn't have McKinley. They did not have Adoree Jackson. I think Evan Neal was a little banged up in that game. Joe Feliciano, their center, was still dealing a little bit with a neck injury, but he played. I think he only missed one game. But yeah, they've had injuries. They certainly have injuries. Professor Dutch. What's up, Professor Dutch? April, coaching definitely needs to step up, especially working around Lane. Yeah, I agree. What's up, Professor Dutch? Mihai Sanchez, morning, Mark. Morning, everybody. Eagles and Niners. All right. I don't want to face Dallas in the playoffs under any circumstance. Niners need to save America for the second straight year. Have you guys seen this? What did the Inquirer? Somebody put it out there that ratings suggest that the Dallas Cowboys are still very much America's team. Here's what I'll say about that. Let me preface it by saying America's team is not necessarily a good thing. I know when you say, oh, we're America's team, that means like, oh, everyone in America roots for us. I don't think that's the case. I think what makes the Cowboys so polarizing is that everybody has a feeling about them. And it's not like, oh, I can take or leave the Cowboys. No, it's I hate the Cowboys or I love my Cowboys. You know, that's what it is. How about them boys? That's what it is. That's why they're America's team, because everyone gives a damn. That's why the Cowboys are always on prime time. That's why they're always on national games. That's why every network, and take this from someone who worked for network prime time, it's a big deal to have the Cowboys, because you know everybody cares about the product that night. There's no lukewarm feeling on the Cowboys. So, yeah, as far as America's team, yeah. Because everybody has a feeling, not because everybody loves them. The New Jersey Little Giants do not stand a chance against the Philadelphia Eagles. I love it. Professor Dutch, hope your move goes well this week, Farzi. Thanks for all the great content. Oh, it's very nice of you, Dutch. Appreciate you, man. The Dallas kicker probably got left on the bus. April, that was why. What was so insane was they were getting shots of Dak Prescott on the sideline being like, what the hell was that? You're seeing Jerry Jones up there. Like, imagine you screw up at work multiple times, and then a national audience, A, sees you screw up, and then sees your immediate boss, Mike McCarthy, pissed off, sees your teammates on the sidelines pissed off, and then sees your boss, Jerry Jones, all pissed off at you in the owner's box. That's not a good day. That's a bad day. Going to be a good weekend of football. I hope so, April. April, history is generally depressing. You make a fine point. You misspelled enlightening. What? A, just A. Beating the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game is definitely bragging rights. Certainly is. Enlightening if people learn from it. That's true. That's true. And hopefully they do. A lot of people watch to see them lose. Exactly. Peyton was ripping the guy. Manning cast was awesome last night. Yeah, I saw ESPN updating people on Twitter about what the Manning cast was doing. I wasn't watching the Manning cast, but that is fun when I do watch. Everybody, thank you so much. That was the chat check. Let's get to the morning rush brought to you by Sky Motor Cars, skymotorcars.com. Flyers. Oh, man, I don't think so. The Flyers are 9-9-6 on the season. They got blanked by the Boston Bruins last night. Yesterday afternoon, scusi. The Boston Bruins are 21-1-3 on the season. Not a good game. Not a good game for the Flyers. And I really, you know what? I don't know what you can take away. After the iPads, take away their phones. John Tortorella. Look, John Tortorella. Jesus. John Tortorella. I'm going to take away your iPads. And you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to take away your phones. Shut out 6-0. I don't give a flying poop emoji about it. Anyway, that's what is going on with the Flyers. They lost. So hopefully they pick right back up where they left off 2 days ago when they were, you know, winning games and stuff. But they got the Ducks tonight, right back on the ice, 7 o'clock tonight at home against Anaheim. So that's fun. Sixers back at it against the Clippers tonight, 10 o'clock. So there you go. And I do have an announcement as the Wings PA announcer. The Philadelphia Wings, because the Eagles have their game at 8:15 Saturday night. The Philadelphia Wings have moved their start time up to 1 p.m. from 7 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. So come to the Wings game. Check me out as a PA guy. It'll be a lot of fun. Oh, see if you can tell the difference between me and Sean Brace. I keep with Fox and I guess the Wings. Fox puts me with Eitan, and they're like, these guys look alike. And then the Wings put me with Sean Brace, and they're like, oh, these two definitely look alike. So try to tell us apart. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, folks. So here's tomorrow. Dave Zingaro is going to join the show. So I got some fresh content for you for that. We recorded it yesterday. And this is my last show in this studio that I built with my own hands, literally. And we're moving out of the house, moving out of Philadelphia. And I never thought I'd say that. But we're just moving to the burbs. We're going to be 20 feet from the city border. That's as far as they could get me. But yeah, I'll have a whole new look, hopefully early next week. I'll be providing some fresh content as the week goes on, especially leading up to a playoff game. I'll try to stay on top of that as much as possible for you guys. And yeah, we'll try to put a new studio together in the new place as soon as I can. But yeah, I'll be keeping that fresh content, that good for you guys as much as I can. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is the Farzi Show. My thanks to the Kobe Dean and Sky Motor Cars. Jim Hyder produced the program, did a wonderful job as per usual. This is a Buzz Sports Entertainment production. I got a couple more boxes to pack, so I'm going to go do that. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate you. Go Birds.